far as I'm aware, Tunisia are doing it from a hole there. It's the large oil distribution center. The yard was entered by somebody cutting their way through the fence, and there was some parts removed from two Scania trucks. This would be a common trend around the country of the targeting of these type of trucks, the removal of the headlights. They're HID Xenon type headlights, and they're quite valuable on the black market or the stolen goods market, because that's not what they are, they're stolen goods. The sad thing about this is when these people decide to steal these lights, they cause a lot of damage to the wiring of the trucks, and as everyone knows now, any motor vehicle is very advanced, and it's not a matter of just plugging in and plugging out. There was also side steps taken and lights taken from the side. So there was two specific Scania trucks targeted for specific parts. So they were either stolen to order or stolen for the black market, which is very unfortunate when people are trying to do a business and provide a service and they come in the morning and trucks are effectively disabled. And this happened quite early on the night of Tuesday the 3rd, Catherine, between 8 and 9 o'clock. So anybody that saw any movement in that area, suspicious cars or vans moving around. There is quite a number of ancillary businesses around there, and a lot of them work out of hours, like the bread deliveries and Secura Car and all of that.
Of course, you would be also appealing to people who may be offered these headlamps and so on to make contact with yourselves.
Yeah, well, if there's not a buyer of stolen items, there's not a thiever as such, there's not somebody to thieve, to steal these things. These are people's legitimate property. But I suppose the other appeal is for people that are in the motor trade that have cars and trucks and stuff out on display for sale and that, just they would want to maybe review what kind of level of security they've around, what level of access, what level of CCTV coverage. Because we normally find that CCTV coverage is exposed as not doing what it's supposed to be doing when something happens. So be proactive and go and have a look. See, do you need extra cameras? Are your cameras working? Are the lenses cleared? That sort of thing. People who are in business in the areas around, you know, see somebody hanging around carrying out surveillance prior to at times that wouldn't be norm, you know, jot down the number and pass it on to us. It can be very useful, and it can be the difference in solving a crime or not. Like, this is a particularly lousy one where you have two relatively new trucks literally disabled until the parts can be obtained and repaired and replaced.